would cost?
I think it was 75.
Oh, that, but you had to have big money.
Yes, that was a lot of money in those days. And oh, yeah. At the end of the third inning of the first game, she wanted to go home.
She didn't understand it.
Well, she didn't care for baseball. She used to come out to see me when I played in junior high and high school.
What kind of crowds were they getting in the Yankee Stadium?
Oh, they got, I would say, 35,000. Those doubleheaders, you got a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Saturday or Sunday, it was a lot. It was hot, too, in the bleachers.
Did you feel, how did most people get to the ballpark, the Yankee Stadium?
They had the elevator on Jerome Avenue, the subway.
Uh-huh.
And I lived in the Bronx, so we walked about 8 miles.
You walked 8 miles?
Yeah, sure. It was nothing.
No wonder your girl, you wanted to go home. She was tired. Did people feel safe doing that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, there was never any thought of not being safe.
Uh-huh.
There was never any thought.
You saw Babe Ruth play?
Yeah, sure.
Right.
Of course we saw Ruth, all those. I remember, what was that famous pitcher from Boston? Lefty Grove, I think his
sure.
name was.
Right.
Ruffing or Gomez would pitch against them. My God, it was like King Kong, you know, was the most important thing in the world in those days.
Right, right.
Baseball was baseball. Today it's a business. Then you love the game to play. I remember Bill Dickey very well, big, tall guy and everything.
What kind of guy was he?
He was so-so. Right. I wouldn't say he was very the friendliest guy, but he kept to himself more or less.
Right.
He wasn't outspoken and didn't hang out with the guys like
right.
with us, the rookies.
A little bit about the way the game was played when you were playing and the way it's played today. Is that any comparison?
Well, I believe in my day the parks weren't like they are today. They'd never even heard of artificial fields, you know, what they play on today, where the ball can skip so fast and everything. You have to play way back. They don't bunt as much as we used to bunt, and we knew how to bunt.
Uh-huh.
Today, a lot of pitchers don't know how to bunt. A lot of players don't know how to bunt. They don't know how to pull a bat back to bunt the ball to first to third.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a science in those days. It was, you really were interested in the game. Today, they're interested in how much can I make.
It was more like you'd play for one run at a time, not so much the long ball and the home run.
No, that was a specialty, hitting home runs. Today we were interested in sending in a run, one or two. You gave up a bat to get a walk if bases were loaded.
Right.
Today they would rather hit to build up their batting average. We didn't care too much for a batting average. They took you if you were a team player. Today they try to be an individual player so they can get the money.
Mm-hmm.
That's my opinion.
Right.
What it's worth.
What about Joe McCarthy as a manager? What did he think?
He was very strict.
Mm-hmm.
He was the boss.
Uh-huh.
He was like a guard. You had something to say, you had to say something that was important. Otherwise, don't talk
did
to me.
Did he seem to know the game?
Oh, yeah, as far as I know.
Yeah, some people, the guys,
yes.
The guys respected him.
Oh, yes, he was a very respected fellow.
You seem to have had a very good life after that. But thinking back now, as far as baseball is concerned, if you had to do it all over again, as far as your baseball playing, would you have done anything different? Or
I wish I was taller and stronger because I would have loved to play major league ball.
Right.
In fact, I had a brother who played for the Philadelphia Athletics for half a season.
He played on the Athletics?
Yeah, for Connie Mack.
What was his name?
Well, he couldn't play under Moskowitz.
Well, same thing, right?
And
what name did he play under?
Well, we call him Sacco as a nickname.
Yeah.
His real name was Herman. What name he played under, I don't remember. He played for Connie Mack.
Around what year?
Oh, that was, I was like 3-4 years old.
Oh, so he was an older brother.
Oh, sure, he's the oldest.
Did he ever tell you any?
He's 85 years old today.
Did he ever tell you any particular story that you remember?
No,
did he never talk about it much?
No,
uh-huh.
Not much. He was the oldest. He was a good ball player. He was tall.
Well, they had a great team.
He was like 6 foot.
So what happened with you? They put all the height into him, right?
Well, we were 9 children, 7 boys. Oh, some were tall and some were small.
Any of your other brothers play ball?
We all played ball, but never at the level that my brother and I played.
So he never really talked about much
no,
about it?
No, I never heard him mention much
right,
about it.
Right.
Because he used to play for a pickup team called the McCullers on the east side of New York. I'm going back in the early 20s. Mm-hmm, we used to go on a flat truck. Everybody would fly and go out and they'd play ball. And they used to bet, you know, $50, $75 on a game against each team. Beside, there were side bets.
Really?
Yeah, I loved it. That's how I think I got interested in baseball. I was only 3 or 4 years old, and I just go on the flat truck.
That was the first you remember.
Yeah, and I would love to pick up the bat, you know, like a bat boy. And I think that's how I got started, like the game of baseball.
Uh-huh.
And that was on Sundays only.
Well,
we only played on Sundays.
It sounds like you certainly had no regrets about
what you did with
baseball. And we really enjoyed talking with you. And it's really been a pleasure. And once again, thanks for your time.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.